Japan's Prime Minister is hastily on his way to the US, scrambling to make up lost ground on two issues, the outcome of which are crucial to his nation. One is the approaching Leaders' Summit between US President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, likely in either late May or early June, a development that surprised Japan and now sees Shinzo Abe trying to assert his country's interests. The other is trade, after President Trump failed to exempt Japan from recent steel and aluminium tariffs. Japan has been caught short with Donald Trump, despite the lengths to which Shinzo Abe has gone to be seen as Mr. Trump's best diplomatic friend. But there is another question too. Simmering scandals at home have some questioning whether Shinzo Abe will last much longer as Japan's Prime Minister. Dr. Koichi Nakano is a professor of political science at Tokyo's Sophia University. He says the Japanese PM has a lot of ground to make up during his US visit.
Mr. Abe has been wrong-footed ever since the South Korean government convinced President Trump to meet with Kim. And all of a sudden, while it looked like Abe and Trump were on the same page, emphasizing pressure and perhaps even military action if necessary, but Abe was found isolated and marginalized. And so I guess this is really the fear of being left behind and Japan just being asked to foot the bill, as it were, after everything is decided without it. So I guess Mr. Abe would try to convince President Trump that they're still in it together.
And what exactly would Shinzo Abe want from the Americans when they go into that summit? What's the bottom line, I suppose?
Japan has always had this issue with North Korea. That's been the most important for the government, and that is the abduction issue. There have been many victims of abduction cases dating back to the 1970s and 80s. And I guess, you know, the sudden detente between the US and North Korea risks leaving Japan behind and without any ability to push these demands of the returning of the abductees from North Korea.
So that issue, and what about the military issues in question here, the question of denuclearization, to use that phrase?
This is a delicate area because, of course, you know, in general, the people are very much disposed against the nuclear capabilities build-up, of course, in North Korea, but also rather critical of the American grand strategy at the same time. However, Mr. Abe's government has been emphasizing that the U.S. nuclear deterrence is here to stay, and Japan would actually actively encourage the U.S. to continue to maintain its nuclear capabilities.
Mm. And the other big issue on the agenda for these talks in Florida this week is trade. Japan was shocked at not being excluded from planned new U.S. steel and aluminium tariffs. What does Mr. Abe hope to get on that front?
That was really as humiliating for Mr. Abe as was the sudden change of mode over North Korea. Mr. Abe used to being regarded and, of course, took pride in the idea that he's the closest friend to Trump in the world. But he was quite a brutal shock to see Japan being left with a tariff while Canada, South Korea, of course, and other key allies are being exempted from the tariff. So what Japan is afraid of is the return of bilateral trade frictions. There's been an effort to pursue the free trade discussions in the multilateral framework since the late 1990s. But Mr. Trump seems to have brought back the fears and the nightmares of the 1980s and perhaps, you know, the early 1990s as well.
And this is a prime minister who also has his own domestic problems. I mean, he solidly won that snap election late last year, but now he's weakened by these allegations of a scandal over a land deal. His wife's name is caught up in it. It's all very complex. But how weak is he at home, and how weak does that make him in the talks with Donald Trump?
He was only the day before yesterday that the former Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi went on record saying that he doesn't think that Mr. Abe would be able to get a third term as the president of the LDP and by logic also the Prime Minister of Japan. So this is a blow to him. The scandals really eroding his support levels, and the media have also started to get emboldened. So it seems almost like the question of time, there's going to be more open rebellion from among his own ranks. So he is much weaker than any time before. It's really quite concerning, I think, for many Japanese. even those people who used to cheer Mr. Abe for his leadership and for his diplomatic achievements are now wondering whether he should even go travel to see Mr. Trump, because in some ways it seems almost like Mr. Abe is trying to utilize his standing as a statesman meeting the American president for domestic gains in order to divert attention and in order to hopefully score some points that are going to be useful for his political survival. And that doesn't seem like a good way to approach a very unpredictable, erratic president of the United States.
In a very dangerous part of the world where you are as well, Dr. Koichi Nakano, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Koichi Nakano from Tokyo's Sophia University, watching this week's Abe-Trump talks in Florida.